All right, it is 8:29 p.m. on Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. And this is the basketball this week done quickly. Back for another season suspended edition. I would say it's good to be back, but, you know, I've been ambivalent this whole time as to if coming back is a good thing or a bad thing. I haven't been ambivalent. I've actually been very, very sure that coming back is a bad thing and the wrong thing to do. So I shouldn't say I'm ambivalent. I know how I feel. But I do love basketball. There is some acceptance that this is happening, whether I watch it or not. I don't have a Nielsen box. I don't have a ratings diary. Whether I watch it or not is not going to be that big of an impact. I should try to avoid DVRing it, because that is the one area where I can contribute stats. I'm sure TiVo sells my watching habits. I'm sure they do. Although knowing how ratings work a little bit, I know that DVR numbers are still not super important. But regardless, I should try to avoid recording it. So it's happening. So I'm accepting that. I'm gonna watch it if it's there. Teams are in the bubble now. Players are quarantining. It's not going that great. I mean, I guess it could be going a lot worse. We've only had a couple players be caught out of quarantine. Apparently, the snitch line is in full effect. The Chris Paul Memorial snitch line is going, and people are using it. But, you know, for the most part, other than some complaints about, like, the lodging and the provisions, it's been mostly, it could go a lot worse. Other than the fact that there's been, 3 positive, tests since it's opened already, which, we'll see how that goes. There's some, sorry, I'm coughing because I had to hold my arms up, and if I hold my arms up, my chest compresses, and then my lungs get irritated. I accidentally hit the hood instead of the trunk of my car when I was trying to get some get a wipe to wipe down my windshield. And in doing so, this shows how the luck of my life is. The rubber lining of my hood on the passenger and the driver's side came off, so I had to hold that up to reattach it. Apparently, it's probably something that's been happening for a while, because many of the tacks or the little push pins were missing. Buttons? Are they called buttons? There is a technical term that I am failing to remember at the moment, but they're little pins that you could push them in, and then they expand after you push them in. And they're not supposed to come out in theory, but anyone who's ever used them knows that they come out all the time. But anyway, of course, it had to happen when I was just, you know, in the middle of the woods and just trying to, you know, do something really simple. And then I'm suddenly doing car repairs in the woods. minor ones, which I should be thankful for after the last two trips here have gone. I should be thankful that it was just having to attach a rubber thing that, you know, worst case scenario, I probably could have ripped off if I needed to. Maybe I should have. Anyway, basketball. Yeah, so it's here. It's happening. Looks like the Rockets are in trouble. Westbrook still hasn't. We know that they have had two players test positive, and or at least two. And Westbrook and Harden have yet to arrive. The rumors are very, very many rumors saying that at least Westbrook is one of the people who has contracted it. But you know, I guess if it's going to happen, it's going to happen now, right? Because I mean, if you get it, you're not disqualified for the whole season. And I know there's some talk of them trying to figure out how they're going to deal with players that are positive. Like, are they going to let them return? We don't necessarily know how it's going to be handled. I would assume yes, right? I believe that Gobert and Donovan are in the bubble now. So I believe they are intended to play. I have a feeling if you're declared healthy, you're good to go. That's what I think. That's how I think they're going to do it. Still no Jokic. Jokic tested positive about a month ago, but as you may or may not know, there's a lot of talk now about people testing positive 8 weeks out. That's the most extreme I've heard, is 8 weeks. Definitely after 14 days, it's still pretty common to test positive. You may not necessarily be symptomatic, and it appears that you're not symptomatic. You don't seem to be transmitting the virus at that point. At least that's the hope. It seems to be pretty agreed that 14 days, even if you still have it, you're not transmitting it still. That seems to be what the doctors that I've heard on various podcasts and the various scientists that I've heard, it seems to be their position. That if you get it, as long as 14 days pass, you stop transmitting it, even if you're still testing positive. I don't know how true it is. I'm not a doctor. I just have to go on what other doctors say. That's what they say. So, I mean, there probably isn't any player after 14 days. There's probably not a lot of reason to keep a player out. But I understand maybe some hesitancy in bringing players. Some hesitancy in bringing players in who are still testing positive, even if they're asymptomatic and more than 14 days have passed. I don't know how that's going to affect the Rockets. I would say the West is a minefield, but with most of the Kings, most of the Kings starting lineup testing positive. With Denver having a lot of missing players, Nuggets players missing, aside Jokic. Oh man, Jokic. It's Jokic, Jokic, Jokic. But they have another player. So the Rockets are still in a decent position to finish within the playoff push. Obviously, if Westbrook is symptomatic, this could be pretty serious. But hopefully he's not. I'm really hoping he's not, because Westbrook, of all people, have done a lot of really good things this summer for the community and the world at large. And if playing basketball makes him happy, I hope he can do it. I hope he can get back on the court soon. But That's kind of all we know. We know a lot about the Rockets. We know a lot about the Nets. We know a lot about the Kings. We know a lot about the Nuggets. We're not hearing almost anything else about any other team. I don't know if this is just they're doing better at keeping it secret if somebody gets it or what. But who knows? Like, you know, the Lakers are having some issues. Bradley is needing to stay home. Makes sense. I don't begrudge any player's choice to stay home. I wish kind of more players had chosen to stay home, because then this would not happen. But enough players have chosen to play that I think this is going to happen. I think there's going to be at least a regular season. I don't know if there's going to be a playoffs, but I think they're gonna have their August marathon. I think it's gonna happen. I don't want to talk about I've already talked about legitimacy or not. I don't want to get back into that. But it's definitely, everything is still kind of up in the air as far as, like, how good this is going to be. So, when I say how good, I mean basketball quality. I don't know, I'm kind of rambling a little bit. But yeah, I just wanted to do a podcast because I haven't been doing them lately, because this is just depressing to me. Like, it doesn't make me feel good to think about basketball. It makes me sad. And it's been like that a whole year, which is not, you know, it's not obviously not related to the team I cheer for. I wish them having a good season was enough to justify everything, but it's not. So basketball is not exactly great this year, but hey, it's gonna happen. There are seasons that I love and seasons that I don't like so much, and that's always been the reality. And you know, I like to talk about it. I like to do podcasts. I like my audience, all five of you, if you're even still out there. Yeah. So it's gonna happen. You know, they're going to have scrimmages some point, either at the late end of next week. If there's anything interesting coming out of that, I'll do an episode. If not, then I'll look to target just before the 30th, when the season resumes, to I guess start back up again, right? I guess that's what's going to happen. Anyway, yeah. Y'all stay cool, stay safe, wear your masks. All right, cool. Later.